Yeah, I wasn't sure. Like, do you switch hands?
No, I'm not.
He's like, I don't switch hands. You disgusting. What's wrong with you?
I'm all of a sudden not interested in lettuce.
I don't want to touch lettuce with my penis hand.
That's fucked up.
You know how much bacteria lives on? You know how much E. coli lives on romaine lettuce?
Sorry for this bit. Kind of sucks.
And we're back.
And we're back. It's a good intro. We should use that.
Haven't we used that before?
And we're back. Yeah. No, use that for when I've ever had to edit stuff, and I don't actually edit most times. We just pretend like I'm going to edit.
So, it's like we never left.
We never did leave. We live in a car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sitsock, everybody.
Hi, I'm Kyle.
I'm Kendrick.
We're Sitsockians.
We're going for it.
We live our lives. So today...
Moment to moment. Breath to breath. Today, ashes to ashes. Dust to dust.
Kendrick's giving a funeral speech.
It's a yagoogly. All right.
I'd prefer if you didn't interrupt my sullen silences. In the middle of my
speech. Can't tell when you're sullen. Or is it me being sullen? Who's sullen?
Who's selling what?
Long day today, everybody.
Yeah, it was.
I mean,
I almost went insane.
I did go insane. And it wasn't even a full day. We left very early.
We got here on time.
We actually got here quite on time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The most on time we've never been.
Farts.
So, I have three lists that we can choose from.
I even brought a chair. Go ahead. Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
You even brought a chair?
I brought a chair.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did bring a chair.
That was a long time ago.
It was like
minutes ago.
It
was hours ago.
Everything can be measured in minutes, Kendrick.
Not seconds. Well, I guess they can. Shit, you got me. What about distance? Well, shit, it's 45 minutes away is where we're going.
Fuck.
You got me. Balls.
Balls. Fuck. Fuck balls. Ball in my anus. I almost made Kendrick's spit take. All right, I have three lists to choose from today. 10 creepy rituals we used to perform on Halloween. 10 R-rated school facts they don't teach. Or 10 things you probably don't know about Mortal Kombat. The Vidge game.
The first one was the middle one?
10 creepy rituals we used to celebrate.
And then the middle one was 10 school things? Sorry, I was paying attention
10 creepy rituals we once used to celebrate Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Used to celebrate Halloween. 10 R-rated school... 10 R-rated school facts... oh, I'm sorry. 10 R-rated facts schools don't teach you about classic mythology.
Mm.
Or 10 things you probably don't know about Mortal Kombat.
So let's measure this in terms of which one do you think I'm going to be the least annoying when I say I know them all already.
I don't think that you know all of these. Maybe the classic mythology.
It's not about whether I do know it. It's when I'm annoyingly saying I know them all.
One's
going to be the least
frustrating? Those, go for a better podcast, right? Because then you talk about them. Otherwise, we just sit there and list 10 things, and it's like, well, that was 20 minutes.
Well, I mean, I'll have opinions on everything.
I don't know.
Let's do the school one.
Okay.
I probably don't know things about that one because it's school. I didn't go to school.
He doesn't even know what school is.
I don't even know. I just watched Ferris Bueller, over and over again, and I figured that that's how that works, right?
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I got distracted by the... first one, number 10.
We're off to a great start.
These are pretty filthy, so, I mean...
Okay, everybody, this podcast is gonna be extra explicit. Forget that bit just a few minutes ago when we just kept saying fucking balls and ass over and over again. Mm-hmm. No.
Balls in your asshole? Ball in your asshole?
Ball in your just asshole. Just one ball. That's almost worse.
It's more strategic, for sure. Egyptian creation myth starts with a god pleasuring himself. In more than one version of creation, but one in particular stands out. It's sort of like a Bible, but with a little extra detail that probably will never show up in middle school curriculum.
So wait, was that in the second list or the first list?
This is the first list.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Because the second one was the things you didn't know about classic literature?
No. It was
or
10
mythology?
10 crazy rituals we used to do on Halloween.
Right.
10 R-rated facts they don't teach in schools, and then 10 things you probably don't know about Mortal Kombat. So this is the 10 R-rated facts you probably didn't learn in school.
I was not paying attention because I was looking at the road, apparently. Probably good.
There was nothing until the first god, Atum, created. Was created. Atum was both genders, part female, and his hand.
They were way
with female parts in his hand. He created the first gods and then declared the universe in graphic detail. Declared to the universe in graphic detail how he did it. I had a union with my hand, Atum announced.
So, what you're saying...
I poured seed into my own mouth, and I sent forth myself issue in form of gods, Shu and Tefunet.
So, basically, the way the universe started for Egyptians is a god literally fucked himself.
And, didn't even have to, break a rib Michael Jackson style to do it. He moved the seed from his hand to, or from his penis to his hand to mouth vagina? Mouth?
Hand mouth vagina mouth. So. Worst band name ever.
Oh, that's, this is the next one. These are beautiful.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
I mean, here's the thing is I don't have to say to that, except way to fuck yourself, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, like, if any, that's a cool creation myth. I mean, it, I think it, it, the thing I'm going to start to probably like about these is it shows how, at least from the first two, a lot of non-Christian religions are not scared to put sex in their
holy stars. Oh, sex is all over the place in those other ones. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. And so it's going to get raunchy.
Are we recording still?
I don't know. Okay. I bumped it real good just now.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, good.
One of these mics is, like, all the way up. Maybe it's because I'm, like, fucking right next to
it. The one you're yelling into?
This is weird.
Nine. Aphrodite was born when Uranus's genitals were thrown into the sea. That's what happens when you have detachable genitals. You just leave them in places and gods are born.
Well, that's the thing is, I've heard that. I thought someone actually fucked the sea. I didn't realize that his genitals were thrown in there.
It starts with the father being castrated by his own son. Sorry. Choking to death. Uranus had given birth to monsters like Cyclopses, and wanting to put an end to his terrible children, Gaia had him castrated. Uranus' son, Cronus, did it. And threw his father's genitals into the sea. When his organs hit the sea, they started to fill it with his white, with a white foam.
Yeah, that's why. That's
the myths
they
were never explained that the white foam was, but probably exactly what you're imagining.
Oh, it's like sea foam. You're like, that looks like jizz. I bet you that's what that is. And that's why. Wait, Greeks
isn't that
are
what jizz
weird.
Would look like if it was in the ocean?
No. Yes. Definitely. I mean, I don't know.
Well, that's cool. I didn't know that about Aphrodite.
Yep.
Oh, this is a good one. Eight. Loki tied a rope around his testicles for a tug-of-war. Did you know that one?
I read it on an SNBC comic, had a reference to that. There's, I want to learn about Norse mythology, and I'll probably find it if I'm editing this, I'll find it, I'll put it in there. It's like, I want to learn about Norse mythology, and he gets a book, and he's like, there's a lot less Loki being a trickster and more tying his balls to things.
A classic Norse myth starts with the gods throwing a party to celebrate murdering the giant Thjaz, or, yeah, Thjazi. These are not going to be pronounced right, because I don't know how to English. The part
it's
comes
not
to
English,
halt, however,
good?
When Thjazi's daughter, Scotty, shows up, and she has come up to get her revenge, but somehow the gods manage to convince her to take a few offerings instead and call the whole killing her father thing
Let's
even.
Call the whole thing off.
Odin throws Thjazi's eyes into the sky and makes them stars. Norj agrees to marry her, and Loki is tasked with making her laugh, which he does in the craziest way imaginable. He ties a rope to a goat, whips off his pants, and ties the other end of his other end to his testicles. Then he starts a game of tug-of-war against the goat.
Using
Scotty
his
can't
balls.
Help but chuckle, and the whole thing becomes water under the bridge.
How do you not laugh at that?
I mean,
so, I'm gonna make you laugh. Okay. Huh. All right,
that
then.
Definitely makes me feel like Tom Hiddleston's Loki was probably not the Loki that did that. And even though that's not the same thing,
yeah.
It makes me feel like Loki was like, some dude is like, oh, you want to see a trick? He's like an Australian dude trying to impress like somebody, yeah. But he's like an outback Australian dude, like
yeah.
Very close to being an Aborigine.
You got to remember these were the things that the Vikings wanted, you know, they
yeah.
idolized, right? So you think about Viking culture and what these guys. I mean, Norse mythology is full of fucked up weird shit, like the kind of badass things they
did.
They
probably talked about that in the Neil Gaiman Norse mythology book, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
It comes in like references to it, yeah. But there is some fucked up shit that they do. Like, Odin, what was it? Odin was hanged from a tree, and he, for a while, to get the knowledge that he got. Like, it was, like, it's the whole thing. Like, he was hanged. I don't remember if he hanged himself or someone else hanged him, but, yeah. And then he didn't die. He just had a really, really shitty time for, like, a couple of weeks, and then he was fine.
But he knew like, a lot more.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think that was to get the knowledge, yeah. So he, and I think he had to sacrifice an eye at the end, and it was like, or the beginning, I can't remember. But it's like, okay. He's just a badass. And
yeah.
It's like the whole thing is you just essentially it's like Borderlands.
Like the psychos from Borderlands.
Psychos and Torg and all the like that's basically what it is
awesome.
And it's rife with that. Like, I'll bet you I can win a game of tug of war with that goat using my balls. And you're like, Jesus, okay. I have a super cold this morning, apparently.
Yeah, that's good. No, I was like, yeah, where's my air? Because somebody keeps moving the vents around. Amy or Kate.
Probably Kate.
The same person.
Kate. They're not the same.
They're the same.
They're different people.
All right, so number seven.
Okay.
Centaurs were horrible rapists.
Yeah, I had heard that.
So the story of the centaur starts with the Greek god Ixion trying to rape Hera. Zeus finds out about his plan, and he tricks Ixion making a cloud that looks like Hera, by making a cloud look like Hera. He thinks he's in bed with Hera and has sex with a cloud, and the cloud gets pregnant. The centaurs are born from the cloud, meaning the centaurs are the product of the god having relations with the cloud that wasn't consenting.
Cloud
the centaurs
rape.
Live up to the father's reputation Almost all of them are sexual predators. One of note, Nessus even tries to do it with Hercules' wife. He fails, she kills him, but in the last moments, he still manages to be inconceivably horrible. He gives her poison, pretending it's a love potion, and tells her to use it on Hercules. He spends his dying breath telling her that that for it to work, she should mix it with my semen.
What a troll.
Dude, yeah, seriously.
Yeah,
sexual offender centaurs.
Centaurs being, like, wives is not... I can't remember where that came from, but it's not, like, traditional, at least as far as I know the old stuff. It's, like, a later-on thing, because they're kind of, like, brutish ass-cravats in a lot of tradition, at least the stuff that I'm familiar with. So, yeah, it's one of those. Somewhere along the line, they became wives, and I don't know where that came from. Maybe Harry Potter.
Yeah, or something like that, I mean. So you could take that creature and make it... I mean, I know there's centaurs in Warhammer Fantasy that are associated with both the, like, beastmen and giants, and also I think there's some centaurs in the wood elves. So, like, there's that mix of weird ones, you know?
Yeah, because I mean, they used to be more thuggish and brutish, horse-like, and then somewhere along the line, they became, like, elegant. And I just don't remember that came in. It was something. But anyway.
Either way. 6. Norse legend tells of trolls who urinate into wells. Mm-hmm. In legend, the great sea king Hrólfr encounters a troll
Pisker.
Called...
Huh? I made that up.
Oh. Called Brumungi. The Brumungi is part of an entire category of trolls named after the one act they partake in all above others, peeing into wells and fountains. Those fucking jerks.
They're trolls, man.
This isn't the story about one of those trolls. This isn't just a story about one of those trolls peeing in a fountain. An entire species of creatures is defined by peeing into wells. Birds fly, fish swim, Brumungi pee into wells. That's how it's the. Yep. And that's the way it goes. Yeah.
Can you send me a link to this?
Yeah, I have it on my homepage, so I'll be able to do it. Hrólfr, though, doesn't seem particularly concerned, and he and his men gather water from the wells the Brumungi peeing into anyway, and they drink it. So, I mean, it's like when humans pee into the ocean. Maybe we're the trolls.
We're the trolls to the octopi.
Yeah, we're like the sea creature trolls. You know, because we like kill and eat them.
We do like to
kill and
eat
them. Their environment and then expect them to not taste bad.
Well, you know, they're going to taste bad anyway because they're from the ocean.
Whoa. There's a lot of ocean racism going on here.
Sorry, the sea.
Oh, there you go. That's better. Oh, sweet. Osiris's penis is bitten off by a fish. That's number 5, everyone. Number 5. In Osiris myth, Osiris lives Egypt for a while and comes home with a less than friendly welcome. His brother Set, wanting to steal his throne, attacks him with a group of assassins, locks him in a coffin, and throws him into the Nile. Osiris' wife, Isis, is distraught and uses magic to find the coffin, but not quickly enough. Set, wanting to keep her from finding her husband, tears his body into 14 pieces and scatters them all around Egypt. Outside of the coffin or in the coffin?
So what, like after the coffin?
I don't know.
Time's hard.
Isis managed to track down every piece of her lover except one, the penis. Nile fish, we are told, have eaten his penis and it can't be recovered. Still, Isis manages to create a new heir to keep Set from taking over the throne. She gives birth to Horus by using magic to give Osiris a few more moments of life, just enough of time for her to have sex with her zombified husband.
Sans penis.
Yeah, okay. I guess. So,
I feel
necrophilia...
Like don't really understand how babies are made.
I guess if out of all the religions, I would feel like necrophilia in Egyptian religion is probably the one that's like least frowned upon. Because, I mean, they're like, half of them are, like, mummies and undead gods and stuff.
The concept of death with the gods is always weird in Egypt, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
I'm more worried about the missing penis.
You think someone's going to find it?
Well, no, I mean, like,
that sounds like a really cool adventure.
How do you bang someone with no dick?
Well, I mean, they can still, like, kind of ejaculate without a penis, right?
But I guess it depends on how much of it is missing.
Yeah, I guess maybe she extracted it using other methods, like her feminine wiles.
It's just one of those things where you're like,
or good old fashioned ingenuity.
When you're reading the story, you're like, I don't know how that works, but you just kind of gloss past that part.
What about like reverse insemination?
I'm just saying, if he ain't got no balls, because it's been.
Well, he didn't say his balls; it said his penis.
It's true, but I wasn't sure how much of him was missing. You know?
Well, one of those 14 pieces was either attached to his balls. Or was his balls?
They're 14.
What if they like took his penis and his balls apart separately, yeah, and then they're like, I guess we'll just keep two like half of his leg together, yeah, with his other leg, or we'll do his torso with one leg attached.
Yeah, it's right leg, hips, all up to the sternum, left leg, right arm, left arm, head, neck, upper sternum left, upper sternum right, arm.
Penis.
Arm. Penis, balls. One ball, one ball. Okay. Like, okay. Well, I feel like you're getting really homed in on the ball here. Maybe walk that back a little.
Yeah, I mean, you could also just maybe not go for 14 and just do like 12. 12's a good even number.
You could just maybe leave his balls on.
All right. Number four is Priapus had a permanent erection. Priapus is a Greek god who doesn't tend to get mentioned in most historic textbooks. He is, by some accounts, the son of Dionysus and Aphrodite and others.
So he's just raging all the time.
Yeah, 100%. All the way. The son of Zeus and Aphrodite, as the son of Zeus and Aphrodite, he sports a massive permanent erection. His unique look,
or
so it says, he is by some accounts the son of Dionysus and Aphrodite, and in others the son of Zeus and Aphrodite.
Seems
so,
like Dionysus is more likely.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Carry on.
Agreed. I mean, if anybody's gonna OD on, you know, like erection pails, it's gonna be Dionysus. Well,
and the having an erection for too long, I think, is named after him, isn't it?
Is it?
Isn't it pre-pasmia?
Oh, so maybe
that
it is.
Is when you have...
His unique look came from Hera cursing Aphrodite's womb.
Okay.
Causing her to give birth to a child with genitals rising above his butt. It's in red and it's linked, and I want to click on it, but I'm not gonna. His permanent erect, he is permanently erect, and is in every story, and in every story about him, spends time trying to have sex with something. A really bad American Pie movie.
Well, I mean, you would, for one thing. And two, it's Greek gods. They're always trying to have sex with things. Like, that's the number one
that's
MO.
True. It does not, just because he has a permanent erection doesn't mean it's going to change the Greek gods.
I mean,
right?
Half of the problems they have are because Zeus banged something.
There was that episode of True Blood where, like, someone takes a lot of the vampire blood, which gets him, like, super erect, and he can't get his erection to go away. And it reminds me of that.
Yeah.
It's a strange story, but not even a unique one. Papyrus was probably the most copied from the Egyptian god Min. Min is a patron of male sexuality and is usually depicted with an erect, uncovered penis, typically held in his left hand. Min is the god of fertility and, of course, lettuce.
You want this? You want some of this?
You want some of this lettuce? Or this penis?
I don't want anything to do with you. Anything to do with you, buddy.
I kind of wanted some lettuce before you said that it was with or along with the penis.
Before you were holding your penis with the other hand.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Like, do you switch hands?
No, I'm not.
He's like, I don't switch hands. You disgusting. What's wrong with you?
I'm all of a sudden not interested in lettuce.
I don't want to touch lettuce with my penis hand.
That's fucked up. Get out
of
here.
How much bacteria lives on? You know how much E. coli lives on romaine lettuce? That's a topical joke, everybody.
No, it is not.
It is. It was topical 3 months ago when we recorded.
Well, it's not even topical at the time of recording.
You're not topical.
I am an ointment.
Are you?
Apply me.
Okie dokie. Three, Romans worshipped a winged phallus. It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, they were big into dicks.
There's a Roman god mentioned in the writings of Philony that we don't have very much information about. Or Flinny refers to Fascinius, a god who protects people against evil eyes, and tells us that warriors would attach symbols of him underneath the chariots to ward off envy. Historians don't know for sure what Fascinius looked like, but every sign suggests that he was a flying giant penis.
Just a big old dick in here.
Romans carry talismans called Fascinums, which were almost certainly the symbol of Fascinius. These were symbols of winged penises. There's a link, and I'm going to click it. Oh my god, that is crazy ass looking.
Flying dick. I've seen some pictures before, and that one's got like extra dicks for feet.
Yeah, it looks like. Whoa!
Just dicks
for dicks. No. What it is it's a dick bird with dicks in its claws.
Oh.
It's like a dick, an eagle dick. It's like a private eye eagle.
It's dick eyes.
Next time you point at something and call it fascinate. Oh, wait, sorry. So fascinous is also incidentally where we get the English word fascinate. So next time you call it something and call it fascinating, make sure it's worth it, because if it isn't as interesting as a flying penis, it probably doesn't live up to the namesake.
A dick bird with dicks in its claws?
Oh my god, that's fascinating.
It is a dick bird with dicks in its claws. Dick bird.
Where did he get the dicks from?
Do you want to know?
Yes.
Probably from the river. Sounds like
the river dicks.
No,
it's called the River Styx, man.
No, the River Nile. Sounds like there's god dicks in there.
Oh, that's
so true.
These are crossing religions, aren't we?
No, they're all basically the same thing.
There's Roman gods stealing the dicks of other Egyptian gods who are not interacting with any of the Western gods at all. Because they keep their dicks under wraps, I guess.
I don't think anybody keeps their dick under wraps.
I mean, I have to right now.
Well, in a god sense.
Loki gave birth to a horse's baby.
Yep.
Seems about right.
Sleipnir.
Sleipnir?
Sleipnir, the...
Oh, yep, that's it. Written by Odin.
Yeah.
One of the myths,
really weird because it's like Odin's nephew or whatever is a horse that Loki gave birth to that he then rides, and you're like, that doesn't make any sense. And then you're like, shut up, nerd, and they stuff your head in the toilet and drive away. Like that's
what happened in the ancient Roman like, you know, schools and stuff.
That's Norse.
Oh, sorry. Right.
So,
well, I thought they were all the same.
Yeah, they're all the same.
I just imagined like people in togas sitting around debating Norse religion and then giving twirlies, like twirly whirlies, to people in toilets. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, toilets. I'm pretty sure that most Viking culture is most akin to, frats now.
There's I was going to say that earlier about Loki. He's, like, sounds like a frat boy. Like
trying, frat boys.
Tying some rope around his balls and trying to tug a war goat.
Right?
Like, guys, watch this.
The drunks all the time.
All right. The god makes a deal to let a giant marry a goddess, but if he can build him a wall in a single winter. Looks like the giant will actually succeed. The gods get nervous until Loki comes up with a plan to stop him. Loki turns into a mare, starts flirting with the giant's horse, and then gets the horse to chase him. Without his horse, the giant can't finish the wall in time. Thor bashes his head in for good measure, and the Norse gods are saved from the terror of having to uphold their end of a labor contract. Insert political commentary.
I also like how all of it didn't matter because Thor just bashed him in the head anyway.
No. The only reason Thor bashed him in the head is because he didn't fulfill the promise. Sounds like. So, you know, if you make a promise against Thor, make sure the other end of the contract doesn't involve him, like, bashing your head. In the head.
Well, it's Thor, so it's pretty much all he did.
Loki, though, doesn't get away from the giant's horse. He spends the night with the male horse, gets pregnant, and gives birth to an 8-legged horse. Loki's baby isn't even a small part of Norse mythology. It's Sleipnir, the horse ridden by Odin. You're right. That's E-I. Okay. Number one. Oh my god.
Go ahead.
This one sounds so funny because it makes me think of the gasoline fight from Zoolander.
It's just a harmless gasoline fight.
Horace and Set had a semen fight.
Because of course they did.
At some point you're actually going to have to turn right to get on the highway.
I'm going to get left. It's a left turn. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Confusing as fuck.
What? Why?
I'll show you. It is the dumbest way to organize it.
Oh, no, you're right, because you turn left and then go, like... Oh, that I missed it last time I did it.
Yep. People often do, which is why it's good to slow down around here, because realize what they're doing.
The strangest myth of all comes from Egypt, and if you had any trouble with the other stories, you might want to stop reading here. So, there's your warning, listeners.
If you somehow were more offended by today's story than other stories...
You know.
This is enough time for you to find the pause button... Press that pause button.
Or just, like, you know.
Close the tab.
Give us a like and go away.
Or comment and tell us that we were too much for you.
After Horus takes the throne, Set still isn't happy. You know, really, he's not. That's strange. And he comes up with a plan to take it from him. The Egyptians believed that anyone who had been used like a woman could not be king. So Set sexually assaults Horus in the night to ruin his claim.
What's great about that is that's the weirdest sort of, like, homophobia. Because it's like, well, you can't be used like a woman. That's gay. Oh, fuck that guy. So he's gay. You're like, wait a minute.
Hold on a second. I feel like you're getting confused here.
No. You're gay. It's like, but you fucked that guy in the ass. No. Well, yeah. But he's the gay one.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with people?
It gets so much better. Horus shows his stained hands to his mother, Isis. And Isis does what any good mother would do. First, she chops off her son's hands. Then she causes Horus to become stiff and makes him fill a pot of his seed. Is this his mom?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Keeps going. Isis pours the pot into Set's lettuce and Set eats it.
Fucking
not realizing what the dressing is. It becomes pregnant with his nephew's baby.
Really don't understand how babies work.
I love Egyptian lore. What is this? This is amazing.
Completely insane.
The two go in front of court where Horus proves that Set is pregnant with his baby. And since the handless Horus has destroyed the evidence of Set's abuse, because apparently he only came on his hands, Which is, I guess, what you do.
Sound like you're saying the claim is thrown.
Okay.
Again, frat boys.
And since the handless Horus does destroy the evidence, Horus keeps the throne. So, in order to not take the throne away from him, like get the throne taken away from himself, he allowed him to get his hands chopped off, get jerked off by his mom, because he doesn't have any hands, yeah. into a pot, and disguise it as dressing on lettuce. Sometimes you gotta do some serious. I mean, Game of Thrones take that, is all I had to say.
Right? And we think Game of Thrones is. Or any of those like stories are fucking metal or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh right. No.
Just wait.
Just read 4,000-year-old mythology.
Egyptian mythology. that was amazing.
Yeah.
Now, that was a good top 10 list. That is some funny stuff. Definitely not safe for work, and don't let your kids listen to this podcast.
As if you already did.
If you did, I mean, I shouldn't tell you how to parent, I guess. But
well, you made that choice a long time ago.
Not to tell people how to parent.
Time.
I don't know. 25 minutes. That's almost perfect.
I'm going to wrap this one up.
Sure.
And then we'll call it.
Yeah, sure.
All right, folks. That was the... There'll be a link in the article. Yeah. In the text somewhere.
Top 10 R-rated facts that they never taught you about ancient classic mythology in your schools.
That's very true.
You can say you learned something on SITSOC.
I don't know that I would say that, but yes, you can.
Well, I mean, I learned something that I absolutely want to go read more about... Egyptian mythology.
All the jizz.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of jizz in Egyptian mythology.
So like, comment, and subscribe. If you have a feeling about that.
Do you have any feelings about Egyptian mythology?
Or whatever. Semen salad.
I'm giving everybody a thumbs up
now. It's a thumbs up right now.
You can't hear it.
You'll have to turn it off.
Okay.
Because I'm going to